Some Unalaskans want the city to ban single-use plastic bags. 25 residents met last week to strategize on how best to make their case to the city. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk attended the group's first meeting.
Mary Hymas says for a community that relies on the ocean, eliminating the bags should be a no-brainer.
You know, we pull a lot of money out of the ocean in this community, and we have a social responsibility to take care of that environment.
This is not Unalaska's first attempt to ban single-use bags. In 2013, a petition asking the city council to eliminate the use of plastic bags by Unalaska stores circulated around the community, but went nowhere. In Alaska, the bags have been banned in Kodiak, Wasilla, Bethel, Cordova, and Hooper Bay. Homer briefly prohibited the bags, but the ban was overturned by voters. This group is prepared for pushback against their efforts from stores and restaurants.
I'm all for the environment. I'm not against the plastic bag ban, but when you look at the overall picture, the people that are going to suffer will be the people within the community.
That's Safeway store manager Abe Palmer. Without plastic bags, he worries it will be difficult for people who walk with their groceries. He says rainy weather would destroy paper bags. And Palmer says a plastic bag ban would make groceries more expensive.
The elevated cost of what a paper sack is 5 times more than what it is for a plastic sack. All those costs would not be absorbed by the company. It would be absorbed going out into the customer's market.
He thinks education and reestablishing the recycling program could have the same effect as a plastic bag ban. Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson says whether it actually is more expensive to eliminate single-use bags is a matter of weighing immediate versus future costs.
It may be expensive to me to get rid of my garbage, mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass that on to future generations.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're faced with in this island is this landfill is filling up a bit quicker than they expected.
Robinson says he has asked the issue to be scheduled for discussion at a city council meeting next month. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.